Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel. I represent the Brit and movement of the Dos Ten Tribes of Israel. Today we are going to speak concerning the identification of Israelite tribes. You know, there are originally 12 tribes of Israel. These 12 tribes of Israel were united under Kings David, Solomon. They extended up a good portion of the Middle East, then they split into two different sections. They divided into two separate kingdoms. The northern kingdom consisted of 10 tribes. It was different from the southern kingdom. The southern kingdom was known as Judah. From Judah come the present-day Jewish people. From the northern kingdom, with the majority of the Israelites who were taken into exile, they lost their identity. They became known as those 10 tribes of Israel. We have traced them to different areas where the Assyrians took them. The Assyrians took some of them by ships, already using Philistine and Phoenician proxies to the west, to Spain, and after that from to the British Isles, Scandinavia. Others were taken overland to the different portions of the Assyrian Empire, to the Caucasus region, northern Mesopotamia, and so on. And from there, they eventually moved into southern Russia, and also into what is now Turkey, and they were pushed westward, progressing through Europe in stages, different bodies of them in all different ways at different periods. Eventually all of them moved to the west. All of them, they became the ancestors of many people in Western civilization today. A portion of them remained behind and became known as the Khuzars, who converted to Judaism, and some of whom now exist presumably amongst the present day Jews. At all events, the majority of the lost tribes of Israel, the overwhelming majority of them were to be found amongst Western peoples, are to be found amongst Western peoples, and moved to Western Europe. And their descendants helped populate North America, Australia, New Zealand, and related nations. We can trace them. We can trace where they went to. We can trace these peoples. We can trace their migrations as they moved from one place to another. We trace them and we locate them and identify them. We find that they often kept their tribal names or different traditions that belong to Israel, or tribal clan names. And we show how eventually they recoalesced, reconverged. People of different groups belonging to the one tribe would, as if driven by divine providence, by some type of homing instinct even. Through a process we don't always understand, people belonging to the same tribes tended to congregate in the same areas, so that they, as if to say, reconstituted themselves as Israelite tribes, and we identify them as having come to dominate certain areas, and those areas can maybe be attributed to the tribes in question. This also forms a pattern. We have a pattern that parallels the same pattern that existed in the land of Israel. In the land of Israel, you had Asher in the north, then we had Naphtali and Issachar and Zebulun, and then we had Manasseh and Ephraim and so on, and further down then we had Judah, and to the west we had Dan, and to the east we had Reuben and Gad and half Manasseh, and they were in all these different tribes. The whole 12 tribes were all arranged in one in a different configuration, one in relative positioning to the other, and we find this same relative positioning repeated amongst the tribes as they re-converged or re-emerged in Western Europe, amongst West European peoples. And we identify them. We identify them according to the tribal names that they often kept, or the clan names amongst the tribes, or to different traditions that they had as to belong to certain tribes or of Israelite ancestry. Legends. Also, we later find these the identifications that we do made confirmed by the tribal symbols. National symbols are often the same as the tribal symbols and emblems that the ancient tribes of Israel had when they were still in the land of Israel. And through a combination of proofs of evidence, we are able to be fairly certain as to the identifications that we can make concerning who or where the present day tribes of Israel are to be found, and which tribes different national groups are to be identified with. Beginning in from the north, we find Finland in the far north belongs to Issachar, to the tribe of Issachar. Find the Finnish promises of Mikaeli, Kum, and Usima reflect clan names in Issachar. Mikhail Yahmi Yibson. And characteristics of those of Yisaka are those of Finland. I repeat, we are going to go very quickly through these identification points because we have only a limited number of minutes to give this information over. But if you go to our website, www.britam.org, BRITAM.ORG, you will find much more information on this subject. You may also order our book from our website, The Tribes, which gives the same identifications that we're going to give unto you, but it gives them in much more detail and background, and with hard, concrete evidence, with ample references of academic acceptability. We find that Sweden was to be dominated by the tribe of Gad. Tribes that settled in Sweden were named after Gad. Goth is another way in Hebrew of saying Gad, and also the tribe of Gad in the land of Israel sometimes could refer to itself as Goth. Also the Sweons, who helped create the kingdom of Sweden, are named after the Suoni, who were the firstborn of the major clan in the tribe of Gad. Also we have the Haareli and the Haarodi, who were important tribes, and they gave rise to the Hedgrofs and other groups in Scandinavia, especially in Sweden. And these names and other names are reflected in the names of clans of Gad, such as Haareli or Haarodi. So too, Norway. We find in Norway, was resettled, or many of its settlers came from the Naphtalite Huns. The Naphtalite Huns were a group in Scythia, consisting of the tribes of Naphtali and Dan, and from Scythia, what is now the eastern portions of Russia, they moved into Norway, into Scandinavia, and they were known by as the Naphtalites. So that's where we find Naphtali in Norway. Also, similarly, Dan was with the Naphtalites, so another, at least one portion of it. Another portion of it had reached Denmark earlier. Dan, at all events, came to dominate Denmark. Danmark is how the Danes call their country. They're called Dan. Danmark means mark, border of Dan. And the Danes have a tradition that Dan was their forefather. So Denmark is Dan. The Netherlands and Holland, we associate with Zebulon. In ancient times, Zebulon was dominated by a group, or at least northern Netherlands was dominated by a group called the Zebulun Goy. Zebulun Goy in Hebrew means Goy, or people of Zebulun. It was also prophesied in Hebrew, as we see in Genesis 49:13, Zebulun Lachof Yamim Yishkon. And today, the tribe of Zebulun, in other words, the Dutch people, dwell on the shores of the sea. And this was a prophecy in Hebrew, the literal meaning of the prophecy of the blessing to Zebulun in Genesis 49:13 is that Zebulun would dwell on the shores of the sea. And today, 2/3 of the population of the Netherlands live in areas that are either below sea level, have been reclaimed from the sea, or they need dikes and dams and so on to protect them from flooding of the sea, and so on. And literally speaking, most of the population therefore dwells on the shores of the sea, on the very shores of the sea, and this is the only country in the world of whom this may be said. We find that Belgium was dominated by Benjamin, a section of Benjamin. Belgium receives its name from the Belgae. Belaga was an important clan in Benjamin. France belongs to Reuben. Names of groups that settle in France are those of Reuben, or of tribes belonging to Reuben, of clans of Reuben. The French have the characteristics of Reuben. Reuben was a romantic person. He had amorous proclivities, and the French also have this characteristic and other characteristics. Switzerland, like Finland, belongs to Issachar, as we shall show. Scotland belongs to both Joseph, to Manasseh, and to Asher, the tribe of Asher. And the Scots have the characteristics belong to Asher, and groups that we can trace to Asher settled in very large numbers in Scotland. Ireland and Wales, we relate to Simeon and Dan. In Irish mythology, we find the names of amongst the ancestors of Simeon and Dan. And also we find other tribes in these areas, but we think that Simeon and Dan were those, especially Simeon, perhaps was the dominating element. England, along with Canada, Australia, New Zealand, we relate to Ephraim. The very name England means angle land, angle, in the ancient Hebrew and also in ancient Germanic tongues. It's another way of pronouncing the word eagle. Eagle or angle in Hebrew means a young bull. A young bull was a nickname for Ephraim. See Jeremiah 31:17. Ephraim was a tribe that based its inner structure upon the principle of aristocracy, of the aristocratic principle. England still does that, and England on the whole has characteristics of Ephraim. The USA, we relate to Menasha, even though the early settlers of the USA came from Britain, came from the British Isles. We find that areas that they came out of that were very important, that more than 80% of the early settlers came from, though either came from certain areas that we can relate, show that which were those areas in the British Isles where Menasha had been important. Also, they belonged, in addition to that, they belonged to certain social groupings, certain groups of people who had always been separate and who we can may also relate back to Menasha. The very name America is ultimately derived from the Hebrew Ha Mechiri. Mechir was the firstborn son of Menasheh. And we prove the tribal affinities of these different countries by examining how they fulfilled biblical prophecies, by the names of peoples who settled amongst them, by the national symbols and characteristics that these nations now have that often fit those of the tribes in question. We also use Bible codes. We find legends concerning the father foundings of these nations and their national characteristics in the eyes of the others and their historical records. And numerous other proofs from every source available. And we find that they all come together, that all this body of evidence comes together to confirm our tribal identifications of the nations in question. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi.